Hey everybody, welcome back to Partly Cloudy, or the show where we are recreating the Microsoft News app from zero all the way up to just about deploying it to the App Store. My name is Matt Sokup, and if you remember, this is what the app looks like last time. The app is calling an Azure function. That function is calling the Bing News API, which happens to be a cognitive service. And then we took the app itself and put it into Xamarin.Forms shell. Cool. But what I want to do now is have the Bing News API return some news categories. Now, those news categories can vary from like entertainment things over to things such as local news, over to sports or anything, technology. And then what I want to have happen then is I want to see the same news categories based on whether I'm using my phone or tablet. So how do I do that? Well, I got to sign into something. Of course, I sign into something, store my favorite news categories up in the database in the cloud, and then they'll be able to follow me around. And to do that, I'm going to use my favorite thing ever, Azure AD B2C, or Active Directory Business to Consumer. And so what this does is that it gives us an Active Directory so our users can create accounts in it. But it's business to consumer. And that means is that our consumers or the users of our apps can create their accounts through things like Twitter or Facebook or Google. But they don't have to use an email and password, but they could do that too if they wanted. So I have this AD B2C tenant already created. Now, if you want to know more about creating a tenant, I have a blog post already created about it, and I actually have way more than one. I'll link to it in the show notes. So I have an application already set up. It's called App Center for this. And I also have a user flow set up called B2C1 Local Sign-In. Now, what a user flow is for in a B2C tenant is that it guides you through how you sign in. So you can change the look and feel, the web views that you see, you can require multi-factor authentication, things like that. So normally when you sign in to B2C, use a library called Microsoft Authentication Library. Now, that's a great library, but it's pretty low level and can be complicated to set up. However, our good friends over at App Center have started creating backend as a service features. And part of those are authentication, which means I can connect my Azure subscription over to my B2C tenant and then use App Center's really user-friendly SDKs to log my users in. So let's see it. That's what I want to do today. I want to use App Center's SDKs to log my users in. First step is connecting my Azure subscription. Kick it off. I see my Azure sub. I hit next, and it's going to show me various tenants. I want Partly Newsy. Hit next, and then the applications with it. The application I want here happens to be called App Center. A scope, user impersonation for App Center. Now again, I have a whole series of blog posts that I'll link to in the show notes that explain what each of these are. Then finally, the policy, or the flow that the user goes through when they sign in. Here, that's going to be called B2C1 Local Sign-In. Pop that in here, hit connect, granted access, done. App Center's connected to B2C, all set. Next thing I get to do then is run Visual Studio to implement the SDK. So first things first, there is an App Center NuGet that does this for us. It's called microsoft.appcenter.auth, and you install it. Once you get it installed, you just run appcenter.start, passing in your App Center secrets, and then new it up with type of auth, just like you would new it up with crashes or analytics had you been following those. App Center now is started. Now, I've created this authentication service class and stubbed it out with things such as a property for access token, a function to log in, and a function to log out. I want to show you how easy that App Center's SDK makes it to log in. So I'm going to do var user info equals await auth, which is our App Center class, sign in async. That's it. Now our user info class has a lot of useful properties in it. So I'm going to say access token equals user info dot, and you can see it has like an access token, it has an ID token, it has an account ID. Well, I'm after access token here. Done. I have my access token out. Two lines of code. That's all there is to it. Logout is even easier. It's just auth dot sign out. My authentication service is finished. Now I have a settings page .xaml.cs. What I want to do here is authenticate. Call out to App Center, which calls out the B2C, which lets me sign in. So to authenticate, I'm going to set the success variable equal to my auth service dot log in. Done. Assuming that the success comes back true, I'm going to show auth services access token in a display alert. All right. Now, there's one last thing I need to do before I can run the app, and that's to set up an info plist setting. So I'm going to need to grab the bundle identifier, and what I'm doing here is setting up a URL type. Now this URL type is going to allow my app to relaunch after I sign in. So the identifier portion of this is going to be my bundle identifier. The role is going to be editor, and the URL scheme is going to be msal, and then it's going to be my app secret from App Center. So msal, then a long app secret. Hit save. Hit run. And now we're back. The app is up and running. We're still getting our news, but now I want to sign in. I hit it. It asks, episode 4, do you want to sign in? Of course I do. It brings me out to App Center right now, or actually to B2C right now, and I can enter my email address or password, or if I didn't have one, I could sign up now. I happen already to have one. And my password here is going to be ABCD1234! Exclamation point. And when I sign in, it should bring me back and shows me my access token. Sweet. Everything is now working. I'm able to sign in, have an account in my Active Directory of B2C. So later, when I want to authenticate the various services, whether they be Azure Functions or possibly Cosmos DB, which we'll see down the line in this series, I can do it. And it's really just a couple lines of code to sign in. So until next time, my name is Matt Sokup, and we're talking partly cloudy.